In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and it is good to be with you. It is Wednesday, September 9th, and I am grateful to be with you all. We are about, at least in our house, a week and a half into distance learning, and that means we've got a fourth grader and a pre-K who are navigating life a little bit differently than we anticipated this school year starting, but I know for a fact we're not alone in that. Also means there's a slight bit of chaos within the house that is going throughout the house, and I was reminded of, through all that chaos, reminded of the importance of quiet and the importance of silence, and that's one of the things that I've been loving the way that we've been doing season two here on Common Prayer is these little moments at the beginning and the front end of each episode to just still our minds down. And so as we prepare for that this morning or this evening, whenever it is that you're listening along, I want to invite you to bring that chaos. I know for me, it's bringing a little bit of the hecticness of life right now to this moment, but then kind of exhaling it out with God in a little moment of quiet. So I invite you to do that as well. Bring whatever it is that you are wrestling through, whatever it is that's bogging down your mind, whatever it was that you woke up and the first thing that came to mind that you've got to deal with today. I invite you to bring that and bring that into this moment of stillness. So let's do that. Let's open with about a minute of silence, and then we'll continue on in our time together. As we settle into that again, just maybe use a breath prayer to help center your mind and your heart. Our scripture reading for the day comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted for the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is one of those texts in which there's all sorts of kind of familiarity. Most of us, if we've been around the church, we've heard this text preached on. We've heard it spoken several times. So I would imagine that you too are familiar with this. But one of the things that I always am struck by when I come to this text is the inevitability of it. Right, there is this encounter with evil and with opposition that's without refute. I mean, it is going to come. There's Paul's words that are very matter of fact, that we will face that sort of opposition. And so at some point we do face these various forms of struggle, and Paul is urging the Ephesians here to make sure that they are well equipped and ready for what will come. You know, there is this kind of continual battle that's constantly facing us every single day. And Paul's exhortation is then to not be reactive, but rather be prepared, be proactive. And his exhortation is again of a sort of preemptive concern. You know, he doesn't want us to wait around and then respond to situations, but rather he's saying, put on the armor of God and be prepared for that struggle. You know, this text comes towards the end of the letter, and in some ways it's his parting words to the church in this letter, saying, be prepared, this will in fact come, and so why don't we prepare? And so Paul is encouraging us to take up these tools that are at our disposal for that preparation. And again, those are the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Right? He's inviting us to take up the things at our disposal to prepare us. You know, there's little evidence that these individual pieces of equipment correlate for any specific reason to the particular body part that they're used, but rather I think they collectively bring us and combine for a sort of comprehensive defense against troubling opposition. One of my favorite New Testament writers, Scott McKnight, he writes this about the text. He says, the battle is won in this text by wearing gospel items. A belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace at our feet, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. See, gospel battle involves truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Bible. And of course, prayer. And a yearning to preach it, and a willingness to suffer for it, and work at it ceaselessly. I love those words because he says that's that sort of yearning and a willingness to preach it and to suffer for the sake of the gospel, because again, there's an inevitability to this. To follow Jesus, we will face opposition. And that may or may not be from people, but that opposition may just be our own hearts that are pulled in every which way, that to resist the way of the world, to live in an alternative life, what Jesus calls the life and life everlasting. He says, if we are to live in that way, we will face opposition from our own hearts, from internally, and from externally. And so again, what I find so interesting about this time of praying together is that it is an opportunity for us to take up that armor. And what I want to do in our meditation today is just consider for a moment, what are the things that we may be putting on that are not these gospel items? What are the things that we are protecting ourselves with that are not in line with the way of Jesus? Because in some ways we all do this. We all put on something. And I think there's an inherent temptation for us to lean into our own abilities rather than taking up the armor of God, to assume that we don't need that which God has given us to endure and confront the evil that seeks to destroy us, but rather we lean into our own abilities, our own tools, most commonly in the form of distraction and numbness. So as we begin our time of prayer, invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring yourself back to this moment. And I want you to consider now, as we open, to just ask the Holy Spirit a simple question. What is it that I am putting on to try and do the work myself of resisting opposition? Where is it that you are taking up your own tools and not those gospel tools to prepare for a battle? Allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those things and just hold them before God. And then I want to read this list of gospel tools one more time. And as I read this list, I invite you to just offer them to the Holy Spirit, inviting the Holy Spirit to draw and point your heart towards these things. Is it the belt of truth? The breastplate of righteousness? The shoes of the gospel? The shield of faith? The helmet of salvation? Or the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God? Where is it that you feel your heart needing to be provoked towards taking up those items? What is the one that you need to focus on today, remembering that you've been equipped to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power? Spend a moment, a final moment, just asking the Holy Spirit for the resolve to do just that, to take up that particular tool today. Let me finish us with this prayer. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor into any danger, and that, guided by your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.